page 167, to project their in-group attributes more than out-group attributes onto subordinate groups, Mamendi and Wenzel, 1999. It is also consistent with research showing that the in-group is usually accorded a more human essence than out-groups, Lyons et al., 2001. Group members' aspiration that the in-group has superior standing on these generically valued attributes requires some validation instances that confirm such perceptions. In sum, both oppositional and generic norms can take on a prescriptive character. Inclusive and exclusive reactions to particular group members will depend on whether they appear to be an in-group or out-group member and whether their behavior undermines or validates the in-group prescriptive norm. Evaluations of group members may also depend on backward processing. See Marx, Abrams, Paez, and Hogg, 2001, a form of counterfactual thinking that occurs when observed events run counter to expectations, Miller and Pettis, 1996. In these situations, people generate a specific frame of reference that accounts for the counterintuitive event, and they construct, online, a standard of comparison relevant to that particular context, Kahneman and Miller, 1986.